So Amelia went to the magic wardrobe because she saw a purple light coming through the bottom of the door. She thought, I want to check this out. And she went into the wardrobe, and sure enough, the tunnel was open. And she went down the tunnel into the room with the 10 doors on with the different lights. But the strongest light of all was a purple light that was coming under a door, and it kept flashing purple and white and purple and white and purple and white. And she went in the room, and all she could see was purple. So she kept walking, and as she walked, her feet were getting wetter, wetter and wetter. And then she realized she was walking on purple grapes. As far as the eye could see, purple grapes. And as she looked into the distance, she saw what looked like a group of children dancing. And she got closer and closer. And as she got closer, she saw they weren't children at all. They were little purple men. And the little purple men were dancing, up and down, jumping around. And they all had one thing on them, on top of their head. It was a purple cap. So they were dressed in purple, they had purple faces, and they had purple caps on their heads. And they seemed to be dancing up and down, jumping around. Amelia said, "Hello, who are you?" And they said, "We are the grape imps." She said, "The grape imps? What are grape imps?" They said, "Well, we're like boy fairies, but we're boys, not girls. And all we do, our job, is to dance up and down on these grapes." Amelia said, "Well, what are you doing with this dancing up and down on the grapes?" They said, "Our job is to make wine and grape juice for children and wine for grown-ups." Amelia said, "Well, how are you doing that?" They said, "Well, look at our feet." And she looked down at their feet. She looked at their feet, and their feet were purple, but they weren't like normal feet. They only had no socks on, and each foot had 8 toes. 8 toes, not 5.
So 8 is 16, so they had 16.
They had 16 toes in all. She said, "Well, why have you got 16 toes?" And they said, "Because look at how many grapes we have to trample on." She said, "Well, I don't understand why you're trampling on them." They said, "Well, because when we trample on these grapes, the skin comes off and they get softer and softer, and then they turn into wine or grape juice, depending on how long we leave them. At the end of one day's stamping, they're grape juice. If we stamp on them for 5 days, they become wine." Amelia said, "Well, can I try some? Because I like grape juice." They said, "Sure you can." So she got a glass, dipped it in the pool of purple liquid, and started to drink. "Oh my word," she said, "that is delicious grape juice. But I don't understand why you've got 8 toes each." And they said, "Well, as we said, there's so many grapes to tread on. When we've got 8 toes each, it means it gets done much faster." She said, "Oh, okay, fair enough. And why are you purple?" They said, "Well, because we're not really purple at all. We're white. We're completely white. We're so white, the sun would reflect on us and you wouldn't see us at all. But because we're stamping in all this all the time, stamp, 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 dance, 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 we become purple. And it gets all over us all the time." Hold on 1 second. Talia just asked me to ask Amelia to find out how many fingers they had on their hands. But she couldn't see because they were moving their hands so fast up and down, running around while they're dancing and stamping, she couldn't count. She said, "Can I shake your hand?" And one said, "Sure." And he stopped dancing just long enough to shake her hand. And when he shook her hand, he had fingers everywhere. They were on top of her hand. They were beneath her hand. They were on the palm of her hand. And she said, "Could you tell me how many fingers you've got, please?" He said, "Well, I've forgotten. Let me go and count." So he tried counting with one hand, and he counted 19 fingers on his left hand. And then he counted with his left hand, his number of fingers on his right hand, and he was counting 1, 2, 3, 4 very quickly, and he made the figure 20. He said, "That can't be right. I've got the same number of fingers on one hand as I have the other." So she said, "Would you like me to count?" He said, "Yes, please, that'll be very helpful." So she counted on his left hand first of all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. He said, "Thank you. Can you count my right hand for me?" She said, "Certainly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. He said, "That's impossible. How can I have 20 fingers on my right hand and 19 fingers on my left hand?" She said, "Are you right-handed or left-handed?" He said, "I'm left-handed." She said, "I think I can solve this mystery." He said, "Oh, yes, please." So she picked all the fingers apart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And when she got to number 7, she said, "Did you cut yourself sometime recently?" He said, "Yes." She said, "Because there's a plaster here and it's around 2 fingers. He says, "By Jove, you're right." He says, "I cut myself because I fell down the other day while we were busy dancing on these grapes. And I had to put some plaster on." And so she said, "Why don't we take it off, see what happens?" So he took it off and his finger was still bleeding. And guess what colour the blood was? It was purple. He had purple blood bleeding. She said, "Well, let's put this plaster back on so we don't get your purple blood going into the grapes." He said, "You know what? I don't think it matters if you get my blood into the grapes." She said, "Why?" He says, "Because we live on grapes. That's all we do. We live on grapes. We eat grapes. We drink grapes. So my blood is made from grapes. So actually, it doesn't really matter. But thank you for finding my missing finger." She said, "I didn't find your missing finger. What happened is when you put the plaster on, you tied up 2 fingers and you forgot, rather than 1 finger where you had the cut was." And he said, "Oh, I'm so silly. Thank you so much. What was your name again?" She said, "Amelia." He said, "Okay, would you like to join us?" Amelia said, "I don't mind if I do." So she took off her shoes and started dancing on the grapes. So he said, "We have a very special way that we dance. Why don't you just follow us?" So she did. And they danced. They jumped up and down. Then they turned around. They jumped up and down. They turned the other way. They walked left, walked right, walked top, walked bottom. And then she could see this was grinding down the grapes and they were getting more and more fluid. And the skins were coming off. And the grape imp said, "See, what we do is when we've got the grape skins off, we actually eat them. And that's why we're so tubby." She said, "Yes, I did notice you've all got tummies on you." And he said, "Would you like to tickle them?" She said, "You know what? I think I might." So she tickled his tummy and he started laughing so much he stopped dancing. And she carried on tickling because it was very funny. And he was jumping up and down with, not dancing, but laughing. And then She did the same to the other three grape imps. And before she knew it, all of them were dancing around with hysterical laughter because they'd been tickled so much. And then a great big purple monster came in the distance, treading along very fast. And the great big purple monster said, "I am the master of grapes. What are you doing to my imps?" Amelia said, "Well, I was only tickling them." She said, the great monster said, "We don't tickle my imps. They are here to work, to jump up and down forever, making grape juice and making wine. What do you think you're doing?" Amelia said, "Well, don't you think that's a bit unfair?" The great monster said, "What do you mean unfair? It's always been this way." She said, "Well, because everybody deserves to have a little fun now and then." And the great monster said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." Amelia said, "Let me show you." So she went up to this huge grape monster made of grape skins, just there, purple everywhere. And she tried to find his chest and she started tickling him. And he said, "This is a very strange sensation. What's this?" She said, "You'll find out in a second." So she carried on tickling him. And then all of a sudden, he was laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. He said, "No, I can't have this." She said, "Why not?" He said, "You'll see." And so she kept tickling him and tickling him and tickling. But all of a sudden, his skin, which was made of grape skin, started to fall off. And it fell off and fell off and fell off and fell off. And suddenly, the great monster wasn't there anymore. Instead, just 4 inches high, was a tiny little man. He said, "You've taken off all my skin." She said, "I'm sorry." He said, "No, nobody's going to be scared of me anymore because they've discovered what I really look like when I shed my skin. How am I going to get my imps to make the wine and the grape juice anymore?" And the imps turned round, picked up the great monster, who was now only 4 inches tall, put him in the palm of their hands and said, "You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to tell us what to do and force us to do it. We love what we're doing. We just like to have a little giggle now and then, which Amelia has shown us how to do. Watch." And so they gently put the great monster down. He's only 4 inches now, just a little man. And they carried on dancing and jumping up and down on the grapes to make the grape juice and the wine. Amelia said, "Well, I'm glad we've sorted that out then. You see, people can work and do what they do because they love it, not because they're being forced to." And the great monster said, "Oh, thank you for that. I've been dressed in these grape skins for the last 1,000 years, and I've been telling them what to do all the time. And it never occurred to me that they do it anyway because they love it. So thank you, Amelia. We can all be much happier now and more relaxed and have some fun." And so they put her on a little canoe and she went back to the purple door in the canoe because they'd been dancing so much that it was now a huge river of grape juice. When she got to the door, she said, "I'm glad to have met you." And they all said, "We're so glad to have met you. Bye-bye, Amelia. Give your mummy and daddy our regards."
"What's regards?"
"Say hello to them, because they'll know who we are." And Amelia said, "Well, I don't know how they'll know who you are, but lovely to meet you anyway. Bye." And she went back into her bedroom. The next day at dinner, mummy and daddy were downstairs. And there, in the middle of the table, were 2 bottles without markings. Mummy and Daddy said, "Well, I don't know what these bottles are, but they're purple. I don't know where they came from, but they smell nice." They poured into one bottle into one glass and the other bottle into the other glass. And they drank a little bit of one bottle and said, "This is wine, and it's delicious. I've no idea where it comes from. This is the most delicious wine I've ever tasted." And Amelia sipped the other one. She said, "This is grape juice. but it's not the most delicious grape juice I've ever had. They said, what do you mean? Amelia said, I have tasted grape juice just like this. And she then explained to her mummy and daddy where she'd been and what she did. And they then realised these were two bottles were presents from the grape imps and the grape monster, who was now only 4 inches tall. And so they drank to celebrate her adventure. And then she went off to sleep. And that, my darling, is the story of Amelia in the Purple Room.